Welcome back to the Oyez Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the second chapter of Maseches Horios and beginning the third. Mishnah Zion, the final Mishnah in the second chapter, tells us, Asham Toloi, when it comes to a guilt offering in a case of doubt, Hayachid v'hanasi chayavin, the private individual and the king are obligated, u'mashiach u'beis din peturin, but the Kohen Gadol and the Sanhedrin would not have to bring a sacrifice in such a case. Asham vadai, when it comes to a guilt offering for something that was definitely done, hayachid v'hanasi v'hamashiach chayavin, then a private individual, the king and the Kohen Gadol would each have to bring, u'beis din peturin, but Sanhedrin would not be obligated. Al shmias hakol v'al bitui sefasayim v'al tumas migdash v'ktashav, when it comes to failure to testify, and when it comes to violating an oath, and when it comes to impurity, when it comes to the temple and its contents, based in peturin, the Sanhedrin does not have to bring a carbon. V'hayachid v'hanasi v'mashiach hayavin, and the private individual and the king and the Kohen Gadol would each have to bring a sacrifice. Except that the Kohen Gadol is not liable when it comes to impurity in the temple and its contents. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Umahin Mavian. And what sacrifice would they bring in these cases? Karban Olavi Yored. The sacrifice that varies based on the means of the one bringing it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Hanasi Mevi Seir. He says that the king just brings a goat in all cases. And let us look in the Bart Nuro. Asham Taloi, the doubtful guilt offering. Averus Shechayavin Azdono Kares Vyashigas Sanchatas Kvua. For sins that would be Chayav Kares, excision, if one does them willfully, and they would be a chatas, a sin offering of a fixed value if done by accident. Chayavin Allah Hoda Shalahen Asham Taloi. Then if one's not sure whether or not he did them, he would bring what's called an Asham Taloi, which is a conditional guilt offering. Kagon, Kishne Zesim, Echashel Chela, Echashel Shuman, V'achal Echad Mehen, V'eno Yodea Eze Mehen Achal. So the standard case is if there's two pieces of fat, one is chalev, which is a type of forbidden fat, and one is shuman, which is permitted fat, and he ate one, and he doesn't know which one he ate. So here it's a question of he did something, but he doesn't know if he did the forbidden thing. That's when he would bring a case of asham toloi. V'hamashiach u'beis din peturin. So in such a case, the Kohen Gadol and Sanhedrin would not bring a sacrifice. Diksiv b'karban sibor, because it says regarding the sacrifice of the congregation. V'noda hachatas v'hikrivu. So the sin becomes known to them, and they bring a sacrifice. Ein chayavin karban ela al hoda u'mashiach kebezdin. So Sanhedrin would only bring a sacrifice if they know for a fact that a sin was done. So they would never have occasion to bring an asham toloi, because that's only when the sin is not known if it was done. And as we said in the previous Mishnayos, the Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, is the same as the Sanhedrin in this law. Asham vadai, a definite guilt offering. Chamisha ashamos hein sheboin al havadai. There are five guilt offerings that are brought for definite sins. Asham me'ilos, there's a guilt offering for misappropriation of sanctified property. Asham gezelos, there's a guilt offering for theft. Asham nazir, there's a guilt offering if a nazir becomes impurified. Asham metzora, there's the asham of the metzora, of the person recovering from tsaras, which is normally called leprosy. Asham shifcha charufa, and there's the asham of someone who had relations with a shifcha, with a maidservant who's half free and she's committed to someone. So these are the cases where the asham vadai would be brought. Hayachid v'hanasi v'hamashiach chayavin. So the opinion here is that for an asham vadai, that everyone, both a private individual, the king, and the Kohen Gadol, would be liable in such a case. Shekol elu maisa yachid hein, because all of these sins are the actions of an individual. Lo shna hedyot, v'lo shna mashiach v'nasi. And it makes no difference if a person is a private individual or if he's the king or the Kohen Gadol. U'beis din peturin, but the Sanhedrin would not be liable for any of these cases. She'en l'haraz beis din asak behen, because a ruling of beis din has no bearing on them whatsoever. Ve'en asham ba al haraz beis din. And a guilt offering is not brought for a ruling of Beis Din. So those are only in cases where there would be a sin offering. Elishain Kohen Gadol Chayev Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Shimon says that the Kohen Gadol would not be liable for sins involving impurity in the temple. Why would that be? Time of the Rabbi Shimon, the reason is, the Ksiv V'Tumas Mikdash, because it says regarding the impurity in the temple, V'ish Asher Yitzma V'lo Yishata V'Nikrasa HaNefesh Ahi Mitoch HaKahal. So it says that a person who becomes impure and he does not purify himself and he violates in this matter will be cut off from among the congregation. Mi shechato shava l'kahal. So it's talking about someone whose sin is equivalent to the congregation. Yotze Kohen Gadol she'en chato shava l'kahal. This excludes the Kohen Gadol who, as we said previously, his sin is not the same as the congregation's sin. Shahakahal call me shenichnas mehen lemikta shogeg, because the congregation, if any of them would enter the temple accidentally while impure, o avar avera b'shogeg, or perform any sin unintentionally, chayav ashkigas maisa bilvad, they would be liable only for acting unintentionally. The Kohen Mashiach, but the Kohen Gadol, eno chayev el ahelam davar im shkigas maisa. He would only be liable if the matter was concealed, meaning that he made an improper ruling by accident, and then acted unintentionally. Kidimukach le'el b'perkinon, as was discussed earlier in our chapter. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, nevertheless the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon, el Kohen Gadol may be carbon olavi yored, rather the Kohen Gadol would bring a variable carbon, Afal Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav, even for violating the sanctity of the temple and its contents. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hanasi Mevi Seir. Rabbi Eliezer says that the king would bring a goat. Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav, that would be for violating the sanctity of the temple and its contents. Lefisha Chayavim Al Zidono Kares, because willfully doing it would be a sin that has kares. Kederach shehu mevi seir al shar mitzvos shechayavin al zedona kares. So this would be the same as he brings a goat for any other mitzvah, which if willfully done would be kares. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Eliezer. The kivan she'en chayavin al shkigas mikdash v'kedashav chatas kavua ein hanasi mevi ela kederach shehayachid mevi. Since there is no fixed chatas for violating the sanctity of the temple, then the king would bring a carbon the same as any other individual, not what he would normally bring in the case where there is a carbon chatas fixed. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Zion. Let us now immediately start with the first Mishnah in Perek Gimel. Kohen Mashiach Shechata, v'akar kach over b'mashichuso. If the Kohen Gadol committed a sin for which he would have to bring a sacrifice, and afterwards he was removed from office, and similarly, if the king committed a sin and needed to bring a sacrifice, but he was removed from office, Kohen Mashiach may be par, the Kohen Gadol would still bring a bull, and the king would still bring a goat. And this is to separate them from private individuals who in these cases would bring a female goat or a female sheep. The king would bring a male goat and Kohen Gadol would bring a bull. So now why is this? Let's take a look in the Bart Neuro. Kohen Mashiach shechata v'akachach avar mimishchuso. If the Kohen Gadol sinned, needed to bring a sacrifice and was removed from office. V'lo hispik l'havi karbano ad sh'avara b'kuhunaso. And he was not able to bring the sacrifice before he was removed from office, so it hasn't been done yet. Kohen Mashiach mevi par. The Kohen Gadol, even if he's removed from office, would still bring a bull. V'afilu avar l'achar shaviruhu mimishchuso amrinan l'kaman b'misnisan de mevi par. We learn later on that even if he sins after he's removed from office, he brings a bull. So it's not just he sins, was removed from office, still brings a bull. Even if he's removed from office and then sins, he brings a bull. V'lo nokit le, ela mishum de itzrich, l'mishnei l'nasi mevi se'ir, kishachata kodem shaviruhu. So the only reason it gives it to us in this language, because it's not an exceptional thing compared to what we're going to learn coming up. It's actually less surprising. But the reason it does it is because it needs to tell us the law about the king. So it gives us the law about the Kohen Gadol in parallel language. Tani Nami b'Kohen Mashiach mevi par. So it tells us incidental to that, that the Kohen Gadol would still bring a bull in such a case. V'hanasi mevi se'ir, and the king brings a goat, dechsiv, because the Torah tells us, achataso asher chata, for the sin that he sinned. So it teaches us that he brings the sacrifice that he earned at the time when he committed the sin. So since when he did the sin, the king would have to bring the goat, then even if he doesn't bring the sacrifice until after he's done being king, nevertheless, he's obligated from the time that he committed the sin. That is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.